Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 31, Image, Imagine, and Imagination. A lot of English learners get confused with these three words, image, imagine, and imagination. For today's English lesson, I'm going to show you the difference between these words and then give you some example sentences to help you remember them. I imagine a lot of people are thinking about what to do for summer vacation right now. Well, can you imagine spending time here in the Big Apple? When you think of New York, what's the first image that comes to your mind? Just use your imagination. We've got great restaurants, sightseeing, shopping, and beautiful beaches. That's right, New York has got some great beaches too. Imagine that. Let's start with imagine. Imagine is a verb and is the key word and title of a very famous song by John Lennon. John asked us to imagine all the people living life in peace. I imagine going to a tropical island must be so nice. Can you imagine what you would do if you won the lottery? Jack said Vegas was better than he imagined. Imagine is a verb. Image is a noun. Image is like a picture or a photo in your mind. As well, in the graphic design world, an image is a digital picture or graphic. I still have the image of her face in my mind. His stories are so detailed. You can really get a good image of the situation. Let's use these three images in our new brochure. Finally, imagination is both the ability of the mind to imagine and the part of the mind where the images exist. Those kids have very vivid imaginations. Imagination is the key to creativity. Use your imagination and tell me a story about a faraway land. Well, I'll bet this is going to be hard to imagine, but that's our time for today. Thanks so much for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.